was like the nephew, the son of the brother of Rav Chiya, and Rav's mother was the sister of Rav Chiya. So Rashi explains that Rav's father was called Avoy, and Avoy was a brother to Rav Chiya from the same father. Now Avoy married Rav Chiya's sister, which was from the same mother. Now Rav Chiya and Avoy's wife were sisters from the same mother, so they were mutter to marry one another. So the kids, Rav's father and Rav's mother, were both a brother and a sister to Rav Chiya. So Mela, Kisalak Lossim, when Rav went to visit Rav Chiya, Omale, Rav Chiya asked Rav, Ava Kain. He asked him, is your father still alive? Is Ava your father? That's his brother. Is he still alive? Omale, so Rav answered back, Ima Kayemis. Because Rav didn't want to say back, yes, my father was Nifter, like the Gemara before. It's not nice to say somebody was Nifter. So he said, Aloshin, why you only asking me about my father? Why don't you ask me about my mother? My mother is also your sister. Is Omale, so Enacham, Rav Chiya answered back, Ima Kayemis. So he answered back, and so he asked him, and so let me hear, how is your mother doing? Is my sister alive? Or Malay, so Rav answered back, Eva Kaim. As Rashi explains, Eva Kaim, as if to say, why don't you ask me about my father still? So Rashi, Vavi Klum Kaimu Adain Leshivechu Olov. In other words, I didn't even answer you about the first question you asked about my father. So the kids around didn't speak out the favors that they were Nifter. But Rav Chiya understood from this that both of them were Nifter. Is Omalei, so Rav Chiya right away, Omalei L'Sham, Rav Chiya right away told the Shamish, Cholitz Li Manolei, take off my shoes. In other words, he just heard now, Rav Chiya just heard that his brother and sister were Nifter, he added a shiva for them, so he told the Shamish, take off his shoes. V'hoylech Kli Achra L'Beis HaMerchitz. And right away then, an hour later, he told them, you know what, now let me go to the Beis HaMerchitz, take my kelim, let me take a bath now. So he did this to teach them the halachas, like we're soon going to see. Shema mina tlas. From here we see three halachas. Shema mina ovel also beneath a sandal. When you are an ovel, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You also beneath a sandal. Shema mina shmua rechayka ein on the heges elu yemechud. That a shmua rechayka, if you hear something, if you hear about somebody who's nifter after 30 days later, it's called a shmua rechayka. You didn't hear about it right away. Like here, Rav Chiya first heard that his brother and sister were nifter. He heard about it more than 30 days. So halacha is, you only have to sit shiva for one day. Even this one day that you're sitting, you don't have to sit the whole day. You just have to sit a little bit of it. That's what he did. First he told him, take off my shoes, let me sit shiva. And then right away afterwards he said, let me go to take a bath, as if to say, the shiva is over. I just have to sit the shrachas. And right away then he went to take a bath to teach him these halachas. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon Dav Dalet. Yeah, again. So the last Gemara, just again, we said first last time. So Gemara, who di Omar Dainu Dini? Somebody always used to say, any Shaila had in business, let's go to the Dayan, let's ask him to paskin the Shaila. So the Gemara Amri, the Gemara says, Shmanin mi don kosi, that this person, his stomach comes from the Shevet Don. It says by Shevet Don, Don Yodin Amoy Ki Achat Shifta Yisrael. That the Shevet Don, they have the din to be a Dayan, to be Dayonim. So you know, this person that said, always let's go to the Dayan, it's a Raya, he had the Dayonah's blood in him, that he came from Shevet Don. Monacha Mai Sehudi Hevi Ko'ozel, a person who's always going, the Yomer, and he said, Ochif Yomo Asisna Birosa. That wherever I go, I want to build my palace by the shore. That I should be able to see the ships on the sea. That's what he said. He wanted to live near the sea. The Mara Bodku, they checked after this person. The Ashkuchu, they found the Mizvulun Kosti. This person also came from the Shevet Zvulun. The Chsid, because it says by the Shevet Zvulun, Zvulun Lechayf Yamim Yishkoin. Zvulun would live by the sea, and he'll do business, he'll sell things on the ship when the produce comes in, he'll sell it. So the right, this person came from Shevet Zvulun. Yeah. So the Mara now. Fahash to the Kaim Malon. To the Kule Yalmo or Urtu. It came out according to everybody. When the Mishnah says that the Chiyuv Vediki is Or L'Arba also, Or means nighttime. At the beginning of the night of every Pesach, that's when we have a Chiyuv to make Vedikas Chometz. For the Gemara Michti, let's see. Bein L'Rab Yehuda, according to Rab Yehuda Shita, that we'll soon see what he holds. Or Bein L'Rab Meya, and even according to Rab Meya Shita, Chometz Eino Oser Elo Mishay Shoy Salamala. midiraisa on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz until chatzos. It's first after the sixth hour of the day. From then on, it's also midiraisa to eat chametz, even on Erev Pesach. But before chatzos, midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz. So machlokes will soon see, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, the Rabbanan gave chumras that 2 hours before that, you should stop eating it. So it's a shaila, how much before they said you shouldn't do it. But according to both of them, midiraisa the moida, we'll see later with Darshan Apostolic Ach, that half the day is mutatit, and half the day is osatit, that up until the first 6 hours of the day, midiraisa, you are allowed to eat chametz. Obazoyfreti Gemara, v'nivdoik v'shis. Why do we have to make the bedikah Erev Pesach by night or Labosom? Why can't you make the bedikah right before the Zman Isser? In the sixth hour, let's make the bedikah. It's right before the end of the Isser. It was saying now, till the end of the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat the Chametz Midiraisa. So we don't wait till the end of the sixth hour, nor during the sixth hour of the day, that's when there should be a Chiyuv to make a bedikah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why do we have to make the bedikah at night time for? So Rashi says, "Bein l'Rav Meir, bein l'Rav Yehuda, the afligah b'masnisa will have a machlekes later b'harchoka diavad rabbanu liyareisa. How many hours before the end of the sixth hour, before the seventh hour, is it osim mid rabbanin? Chometz einu osim in atero bal yiro uvachile ela mishay shoyis. That means mishaavru shay shoyis. It's only also on erev Pesach after the sixth hour of the day. Kedi afin l'kamon min ach acholik." We'll soon see. But akoponim midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz up until the end of the sixth hour. So the question is, does nivdoik chametz petchila sheish? Why does nirachiv just to be boidi chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour? V'koidim isur yivarenu. And you'll check out all your chametz, and you'll get it together, and before it comes the end of the sixth hour, you'll burn it. Is lomali lakdu mekuli hai? Why do we have to make a bdika so much before the night of Erev Pesach? So it's kash like, if bishleime, if or would mean daytime, it's good. I could tell you daytime means the sixth hour. But now that you're saying or means the nighttime, Erev Pesach by night, you have to make a bdika. For what purpose? Why so early? So Chassam Sefer says in the Gemara, he asked the kash and says, v'nivdek b'shish, on the sixth hour, it's really lav dafkam. Because the Gemara brings down, bein Rav Meir, bein Rav Yehuda, that according to them, it's osim the Rabbanan 2 hours beforehand. So how could you wait to make the bdikah first throughout the sixth hour? It's mamish osur b'hanor midrabbonin, and you can't make a bittel anymore. So he learns the Mori asks the question: the sixth hour is lav davka. It doesn't really mean the sixth hour of the day. It means a little bit before, like whatever zman midrabbonin. It's also due before that zman. But I call upon him not the night before. Why so early? For the Gemara v'chi time, maybe you'll answer me. There's a klal zurizin makdim lemitzvos. Anytime you go to do a mitzvah, and you need to be a zaris, do it fast as possible. So Melo, there's a mitzvah to make bedikas chametz, do it as early as possible, even the night time. The night of the 14th day, that's when you should do the bedikah. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, nivdek mitzafra. There should only be an inyan to make bedikah early in the morning, Erev Pesach, but not before. As any time we have an inyan of zarizim, makdim l'mitzvahs, to be a zaris, to do something fast, you only do it in the morning. You never have to do something and start doing it the night before. If you have anything to do in the daytime, the earliest even to be a Zoraz is, he starts early in the morning. What's the Raya? The Chsiv, it says a Pasuk by Avram Avinu, Uvayoyim Hashmini, the Pasuk says, not by Avram, it says, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yima Basarolosei, that the mitzvah's Mila is on the 8th day. The 8th day, when a kid is 8 days old, on that day there's a Chiv to do Mila. For Tanya, we learned, Kol Hayoyim Kula Koshila Mila. Really, any part of the day, the 8th day, you do the milah, you mekayim the mitzvah milah bizmana. The milah bizmana is any part of the 8th day. Elo, there's a cloud though, says reza makdim lo mitzvahs. That a zoras, somebody wants to do something fast, zoras, he does it earlier. So he starts to do the milah right away in the morning. He should do it right away. There's an inyan to do the milah as soon as possible in the morning, al reza makdim lo mitzvahs. Shenema, what's the right of such an inyan to be a zoras to do mitzvahs fast? And not to do it fast, but at least to start doing it as early as possible. What's the right of such an inyan? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Avram Avinu vayashkim Avram baboiker." Avram got up early in the morning to go. So it was a tzivli. Avram was supposed to go. Hashem told him go to the Akedah. So Avram didn't wait till the middle of the day to go, but vayashkim Avram baboiker, got up early in the morning. Because any time there's an inyan to do a mitzvah that day, do it as early as possible.
So here we see as an inyan for zrizah makdim lemitzvus. And still we see when Avram did his rizus, how early did he get up? It doesn't say he started to do it at night. He didn't leave at night. No, vayashkim Avram babayki, he first started to leave in the morning. So you see, even as inyan for zrizus, to do something as early as possible, the early means in the morning, early morning start doing it. But not, you don't have to start at night time. So Al-Kamal Mishnah says, the chiyah to do the bdika is the night of Erev Pesach. Why so early? Why start on the night time? Strashi nivdak mitzafra. Diyika hakadama lizrizim. Like, do it in the morning, and that would be enough even to mekayim dinyan of zrizim. Kriyashachon gabi mila. Over zrizo seho di Avram. By Avram also, shenema vayashkim Avram baboiker. Shtoyhimtem ad ha-neitzacham. He didn't wait till the sun rise. Now, baboiker means right away al-olos ha-shachar. But he didn't get up early at night time. He waited till the morning. You see, early in the morning, you don't have to. So even though the Mefarshim of Tosfos asked the kasha, like, what's the raya of Avram? There was talking about he went on the derech, and we know you're not supposed to travel at night time. So no, that's why he didn't travel at night time. But here in our Mishnah, it's not a shal of traveling. You have to do the mitzvah. Maybe as reasons you should start even at night time. So some Mefarshim want to learn true that Avram Avinu didn't have to leave his house in the morning, in the night time, but our koponim, he should have started to prepare the chamor at night time. And here it's mashma, no, he only started to prepare the chamor even, but yashkim avim aboikir in the morning. And he didn't do anything at night. So you see, any time you have to do a mitzvah, snagay to the daytime, the Indian is the reason to start doing it as fast as early as possible, only means in the morning, not before the morning. So our koponim, why does our Mishnah say at night time, even al zrizim makdimu mitzvahs, you shouldn't have to do it at night time? Yeah. After Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Bishor Shebnei Yodah Mitzuyim Bebotayim. That's one reason. Then you are supposed to make the Bdika the night of Erev Pesach, because that's the time when everybody is home. In other words, if he starts doing it in the morning, he has to make an early minyan, he has to go to this business, he has to run here. To wait till the morning, somebody sleeps too late, somebody gets up too early, you're not going to get everybody together at the same time in the morning. It's no good to ask everybody to come together in the morning. It's better at night time, that's when everybody is home. You come home, everybody's home then, that's the time to make the bdika. But I said everybody should be mishtatif, everybody would be home then to do it. And another reason is, for or haner, yoful bdika. Also, the Mishnah says you're supposed to use an or haner, still looks like a candle. And the reason why you use a candle is because with a candle, you can check out even the small cracks in the floor and the wall, places that you do put in chametz. And to use a candle by daytime won't help you too much, because at daytime the light doesn't shine. And by I use the light outside the sun, but the sun won't help you for the cracks. To get inside the cracks, you're going to have to use a light. So the light is better at night time. That's in your wise door at the beginning of the night time. So drashi v'yor haner yofel abdika balayla. Well, candlelight, the light is much better at night time than by day. Avo b'yoy machshich, by daytime a candle doesn't help you. V'im time a yivduk lor hayoy, good, forget about the candle. Let's use the sun. Interessant, Rashi learns the reason is you're supposed to use a ner. There's a limud, badafka to use a ner. There's also a raya that there's an inyan badafka to use a candle. Like we spoke out, even though today we have electricity and we have flashlights that you could use for b'dikam, but it could be there's still an inyan at least to start off with a candle, like Rashi says here. You learn that mechipush mitzvasa b'ner. You're supposed to use a ner. His other mefarshim learn the inyan to use a ner to be able to get into the cracks. So that's the reason why we make the bdika at night time. Because that's the time when everybody is home, and also the chabim want you to use an or, to use a ner, and the ner is good at night, not by daytime. Now, Omer Abaye, therefore Abaye says, Hilkach, now that we're coming out, the inyan to do it at night time is not mishum stam zrizim makim lemitzvus. That's not the reason why. But the ikat takona, that you're supposed to make a bdika, the rabbanim made the takona, at what time? At the beginning of the night of Or La'Bosor. Therefore, ha'itzumim rabbonim, a young Talmud Chochim, le'liftach b'idnei bi'urta detleiser denagi abosa. Le'lift means he should not open up b'idna in his swarm. He should not start learning. Bi'urta, the night, detleiser, the night of the 13th day, denagi abosa, going into the 14th day. In other words, the night of Erev Pesach, the night of the 13th, going into the 14th day, at the beginning of the night, after Shkiyas Achama, by Tzeitzik Achovim, that's the Zman to make the Bdika. A Talmud Chochem should not start learning then. Why shouldn't he start learning then? Because Dilma Moshchalei Shemaitetein. Maybe while he starts to learn, it'll drag him a little bit longer, he'll be involved in the learning, and we also lem nuya mi mitzvah, and he'll come to forget to do the mitzvah at the zman when you're supposed to. Like if would stam bin in your zrizim akim le mitzvahs, you don't have this klal. Zaras the pshat is a nice thing to do. If you don't do it, there's nothing wrong. Like you're allowed to learn in the morning, even before you do mitzvahs. Because to do the mitzvahs only is reason makdim le mitzvahs. Okay, it's a nice thing, but to learn you're also allowed to do. But now that we're coming out in you to make the bdikah at night, it's not because the stam and eating of zrizis, to do something fast, to do it early. But as the ikka takana was, the Rabbanu wanted you to make the bdikah badafka at the beginning of the night time, therefore you're not supposed to learn even at the beginning of the night time. Today you shouldn't get yourself too much involved in learning, and you forget to make the bdikah at the right time. Rashi says, lo yiftach b'yidno, lo yatcha b'girsa. His b'yidna means, like, at the time, what he's doing. The Talmud Chacham is learning. She shouldn't start b'girsa in his learnings. Im kova eis l'tera b'laylus. Even if he has a zman, a shir, to learn at night time, lo yaschul esasik b'shmaitato. He should not start learning the night time before he does the b'dika. Now, l'aloch, it's a shayla about a half an hour before. Usually you say, whenever you have a zman to do something, you have to stop a half an hour before. So it's a question if you're allowed to learn a half an hour before Tzeisik Chavim or not. Which some shita says it's mutter, some shita says you shouldn't. Rashi b'yurta d'tleitza nagi arbeisa, leil yitziya shleish osar, the night of the 13th day, shukinisas arbos, that's the coming into the 14th day, vu leil b'dikas chometz, that's the zman to make a b'dikas chometz. So now the chomim wants you to b'davka to do it at the beginning of the night time, because that's when people are motzi, everybody's around, and also the aura is better at night time, that's why you're supposed to do it. We spoke about last time also, the Ravid Shita is that one of the reasons why the Mishnah says Lashon of Or L'Arbosa, why does it say the light, even though really it means the night time, is because what part of the night should you do the Bedikah? At the beginning of the night, when there's still some light outside. But it's true, you have to wait for Tzeisik Chavim. But at the beginning of Tzeisik Chavim, there is still some light outside. So that's the Zman when Rabbanim wants you to make the Bedikah. Because don't wait till it gets very dark outside, pitch dark, not so good then. Do it at the beginning of the night time when there's still a little bit light outside. So the Rabbanim Badafka wants you to do the Bedikah at that time. Therefore, you should not do anything else then. Don't learn then. The shaila about davening Marav, it depends. If a person always davens Marav bizmana, he's allowed to daven Marav bizmana, daven, and then go home to make the Bedikah. But if he usually davens Marav later, he should not daven Marav, but rather make the Bedikah at the beginning of Tzeisik Chavim, and then he'll daven Marav like he always does later. Right. Boy minei merav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. They asked the shalach from Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamasker bayis lechaveroi. If somebody rents out an apartment to his friend, you own the house, you own the apartment, and you're renting out this apartment to your friend. Biarba also. You rent it out to him on Erev Pesach. That's when you rent out your apartment to your friend. On the day of Erev Pesach. Is al mi livdik. Who has the chiyuv to make the bdika now? Do we say, Al ha-maski livdoik, once for is the maski, the person that owns the house, he should have the chiv to make the b'dika, the chamira didayu, because it's your chametz. Like this new person, Monashach, if he's coming in Erev Pesach, he doesn't come with any chametz. His own chametz you don't have. If you move into a house on Erev Pesach, you don't come in with chametz. So to check out the house now for the chametz is not your chametz. Whose chametz do you have to check out for? It's the owner, that he lived there before. So once for is, since it's his chametz, he should have to make the b'dika now. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Allah Soicha Livdik. Why? The person that's renting right now, he should have to make the Bedikah. He's right now, it's Erev Pesach, and he's living here now. He has to make the Bedikah. Why? The Yisur Reb Yishus Sekoi. Because right now, the Yisur of the Chometz, in whose Rishus is it? It's in your Rishus. Since it's in your Rishus, that's the Lachon. Any Chometz that's in your Rishus, you have to get rid of. You can't have Chometz in your Rishus. So only Yishalom, maybe Goyish Chometz, maybe you're allowed to have in your chometz, in your rishus. But Yiddish chometz, poshid, you're not allowed to have in your rishus. Frati, the famous Goyin Shita, the Gru holds, that when a Yisrael owns chometz on Pesach, the Yisra, Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimot, applies to Kol Kla Yisrael. Every single Yid really has a chiyuv to see that chometz should not be here. Just that the person the mamash owns in his rishus, the chiyuv is mutl upon him to get rid of it. But let's say he doesn't want to get rid of it, any Yid has a right to come and burn up that chometz. Because really, there's a clause to Galav, lo yirah means nobody should see any Yiddish chametz around. So we meduik a little bit in Lashon HaGemara. I duma that since the Yisur is b'shus ekoi, since the chametz right now is in your rishus, even though it doesn't belong to you, it's somebody else's, but since it's in your rishus right now, you should have the chiyuv to b'dika to get rid of it. So that's the shiloh, who has the chiyuv b'dika? Alright, that's Pasha, that's also part of the Shaila, right? Since the beginning, the Chiyuv belonged to the Maskir, right? At the night time, it still belongs to the owner. So since that's when the Chiyuv started, right? That's one Svar, right? That since it started by him, he should have to continue. The other Svar is no, though. Once he gave up, it's not his Rishus anymore. The Chiyuv Bedik is only, you have to check out your Rishus. So like we're saying, like the Gros Svar is that really the love of Bal Yiro is upon Kol Klal Yisroel. Just the person that has in his Rishus is a special Chiyuv, and your Rishus, you get rid of it. So right now, since you came and rented this apartment now it's in your Rishus. Tchiris is Kanya, you're kind of with Tchiris, you're renting it, it's in your Rishus. So whoever has Chomis in his Rishus, he has the Chiyuv, the Chiyuv could change, that's Kupur Shiloh. Do we say the Chiyuv changes, or else no? Since at the beginning it was upon the Masker, the owner, he owned the house at the beginning. At the beginning of the night, he had the Chiyuv to do it. Even though later on he rents it to somebody else, the Chiyuv does not go off him. It still remains by the first one, or else no. Since now it's in somebody else's Rishus, he has to do it. So Rashi, Rishus Sekoi, Shereyato Abaye Shaloi, now that the house belongs to him, he has the Chiyuv to make the Bedikah. That's the Shailam. The Maratar Shema, come on, bring your Raya. The Locha, Amaske Abayis, the Chaveroi. If somebody rents out his apartment to somebody else, Al HaSorcha Lassos Le Mezuzah. The person that rents, that's going to live there now, he has to make the mezuzah. So the Havamina by says that when you rent, the person that's living there, he has to take care of the mitzvahs. It's upon him to do the mitzvahs. So mezuzah is a mitzvah. The seicha, the person living there, it's in your rishus, you have to put up the mezuzah. Here also, there's a chiyuv to do a bedikah on the chometz. Since the chometz is in your rishus, the chiyuv is upon you, you have to make the bedikah. So Drashi lasses le mezuzah, alma midi de mitzvah le ramya. Anything that's totally in the mitzvah, the person that's in the rishus. If you're renting now, it's in your rishus. You have the chiyuv to make the bedika, just like you have the chiyuv to put up the mezuzah. Hefti Gemara, no, there's no raya. Hosam hefti Gemara by mezuzah is different. Hosam omer av mesharshia mezuzah choyves hadari. It's a special svarim that mezuzah is a choyva upon the person that's living in the house. That's why he has to put the mezuzah. In other words, if you just own a house, you have no chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. You have to live there. It's not enough you own the house. The chayiv is upon the person that lives there. So Pshita, who's living here right now, the sirch, the person that's renting it, therefore he has to make the mezuzah. Also, another svar Rashi says is that the iki yisrael of a mezuzah, it's a shmirah. It watches you. So who has to be watched now? The person that's living there. If you're the sirch, you're renting, you're living there, you need the shmirah. So mainly you need the mezuzah. The Bailam, the owner that's not living there, he doesn't need the Shmira. Therefore, here by Mezuzah, it's a special Svaram that the Chayv Sadar, the person that's living there, he is the one to do it. The Tais says also, V'dochi di Mezuzah Chayv Sadar reklema, afilo yhoya maskira, hoyoch lipoti mi Mezuzah, shlohoya dar, mishtamash b'vayis. Even if he didn't rent out your house, just the fact that the owner does not live in his house anymore, there's no chiyuv to put a mezuzah. If you own a house and you don't live in the house, there's no chiyuv to put the mezuzah up. So you can't be mechayiv, the maskir, the owner, to put a mezuzah up, because it's not worse even if I didn't rent it to somebody. Stam, nobody's living in the house. If nobody's living in the house, you have no chiyuv mezuzah. The chiyuv mezuzah only comes because you're living there. So who is living here right now? The seichel is living here right now. So pshita, he has to do it. Mashen came by Bedikas Chometz. Here we have the Svar before. No, that since the Svaras are two Svaras, since at the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach, who owned this house? The owner owned the house, so the Chiyuv was already Chal upon him to make the Bedikah. Maybe he has to make the Bedikah even later on in the daytime. Even though right now he rented out to somebody else, he should still have to make the Bedikah. So Mela, that's why we still have a Shalom now. Maybe by Svaras, by Chometz, once the Chiyuv started by you, it stays by you. But by mezuzah, it's not the pshat, the mezuzah started by you, it stays by you. As soon as you don't live in the house, there's no more Chiyuv mezuzah. So mezuzah pshit, whoever's living there now, he has to put up a mezuzah. Mashenke by chometz is a shalah. Since the chometz belongs to the owner, and at the beginning of the night of Arba Osom, you were living there also, so the Chiyuv was chal upon you, maybe the Chiyuv still stays by you. Or else no, maybe since the Bedikas Chometz now is telling the person that's living there, so Mela, we should say, you have to do it, Sarech has to do it. So Mela, there wouldn't be a good Raya. So the way the Gro learned is always everybody has the Chiyuv, but there's a special Chiyuv upon somebody. It wouldn't possibly be both of them. One of the two has a special Chiyuv. So Mazel Sopik, which one has it? Rashi, we'll see Rashi a little bit here. Rashi says, Chayves Hadan, that Rashi Lefi Shimisham Rosoi, because a mezuzah watches you. Oksiv Beischa Biyoscha Nichnas V'Yotzei Bo. It calls the man, you're going in and going out of the apartment. That's the swear, you should have to have a mezuzah. Because he wants the mezuzah to watch you. So pshita, if you're renting, the renter has to put up the mezuzah and not the owner. Aval hocha zokt Rashi, bedikas chomets the rabbonin. Bedikas chomets is only with the rabbonin. This is a bit of shver, not like Rashi said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rashi said, bedikas chomets is, shelo yavro lo v'bayiro v'bayimotsi. He should not be over the lava v'bayiro v'bayimotsi. We spoke out the Ran Lerm Shan Rashi, that you could be mekayim the mitzvah sesti of tashbisum by bedika. If you check out to make sure you have no chametz in the house, that's also a key of getting rid of your chametz. That it could be it's a you mekayim the mitzvah deraisum. But here's Rashi saying not like that. The Chur Rashi saying that bedika's chametz going in with the rabbanon. Di mishum bal yiruah. Ah, you're not allowed to see chametz in your rishus, so you have to get rid of it anyway. So Rashi, or by yimotzi omla kamon to sagla bebitul. Abiyalma, the Gemara number days will soon see says that midiraisa if you mavatu your chometz, that's enough. What does bitul mean? Rashi learns in mesiach daiti minei. You like take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about this chometz or mishavale kafro. And in your mind, the bitul means you make it like afro. You make it like dirt, like it's not worth anything to you. This is Rashi shita. Tosfos learns will soon see number days that bitul is mitam hefker. Your mafku, you take it out of your rishus. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that bitl is not hefker. No, bitl means you're mesiach daiti minei. You take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about the chometz anymore. Or meshavu lekafra. It's a chiddush. That in your mind you make is as you make as if this chometz now is dirt. It's not value. It doesn't mean anything to you. It has a din like it's offer. It's mamish like you makayin the mitzvah tashmisu. You got rid of it. So therefore, Rashi is saying midiraisa to get rid of the chometz. All you have to do is just a bitl. Now, the bdika, why do we have to check for the chametz? That's only with the rabbanon. Yeah, the other kochamir, the babesa hadin. The rabbanon who now the yatzrich bdika. It's only with the rabbanon you have to have the chiy bdika. Vashtik, yagav them biboylon, terech zel mimutl. To shalof and stama tircha, to make the bdika. So that's our svara here. Who was rabbanon matul this tircha on? Was it upon the owner of the chametz? Or the authors know, since you're not living here anymore, somebody else is living here right now, he has to make the bdika. That's the Gemara Shaila. First, there will be a lot of shalos in, so we can clear a lot here. Hello, we'll go right there. Daf Yegmus, daf here. The Chur, I mean, the Kaiba Shurim, the Mechon of Asim, once said, the Chur, there should be totally in the Machlokes. The first Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the reason why you make a bedikah is not to be over by your own by your motzei. So the Chur, that's the owner of the Chometz. He's the one that's going to be over by your own by your motzei. So Chur, he's the one that should have to make the bedikah. Tosfos learns, though, why do we have to make a bedikah? So he says, midiraisa, there's no shalom by your by yimotzei. Because since you're mavatul the chometz, you're not over by your by yimotzei. Why do we have to make a bedikah? Shalei lechel, you shouldn't come to eat it. That's why the rabbanon said to make a bedikah. So if we're worried about you shouldn't come to eat it, who's going to eat the chometz? The person that's living there. The bialim that owns the chometz, he doesn't live here right now. He's not going to come to eat it. So chur, this shalom should be telling him that shalom. So you say the bedikah is that you should not come to eat the chometz in the middle of Pesach. So then at the svara, the seicher should have to do it. The one that's living there right now. Although you say the reason we have to make a bdika is that you should not be over by your own, by your motzei. And the chura, who's over by your own, by your motzei? The owner of the chometz. Since here it's the original bialim, he owns it, that should be the shayla. I declare back in svara. Tell them, but the groin is miyushim, right? That's the gemara shayla. Right, the toshma, come on, bring it right now. Toshma. Ha maske bayis tachaberoi. If so... said like this. Tanina, we learned in the Braisa, Hamaske bayis tachaveru. If somebody rents out your apartment to your friend, you rent out your apartment. You own the house, you're renting it out now. If you didn't hand over the keys yet, chal arbosor, it became the night of arbosor's man b'dikas chometz ala maske livdik. In other words, you go boss, so who the mice has the right to use this apartment by the time Badika should be chal? At the night or lar bosser, the night of Erev Pesach, when the Badika is chal, who has the keys, the right to go into the apartment? If the owner still has the keys, so the chiv is upon him, and the chiv remains by him. But if you already handed over the keys to the seicher, the one that's renting it right now, that person has the keys by the beginning of Oral Arboso, when the bdika should be chal, is ala seicher livdik. So it's a clear abraisam that it's totally who has the right to use the apartment, leil arboso. Who has the keys to use the apartment? Now, some machlokes we're showing him, is it enough just to have the keys, or do you have to have a kinyan also? The Mechaber brings down two things. First, the Soicha, the renter, has to make a kinyan. Either he gave money, or else he made a kinyan schiris, he was mishtamish with the house. And even after the Soicha has a kinyan, mishtamshus, still he has to have the key. You need like two things. Osma Forshan learned on, like Rashi's mashma, Mesiris Mafteach, just giving over the keys at Rashi, who kinyan aschiris? That alone is a kinyan aschiris. That the owner gives you over the keys. You have the right to use the house right now, that's considered a kinyan aschiris, and now you're like the owner of this apartment right now. So everything is totally, who has the right to use the apartment by Leah Larbosa? At the beginning of the Zman Bedikas Chomitz, who has the right to use it? That's the halacha. If the owner still has the keys, he has the chiyuv, even if he rents it later at the night time, or in the next day Erev Pesach, it's upon him the chiyuv to make the bedikah. But if he gave over the keys before, then we say it's upon the seicher to do the bedikah. Tomorrow another shaila. Boyim neim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Hamaske bayis lechaveiroi barabosar. If somebody rents an apartment on the daytime of Erev Pesach. Yeah. So we know Claude, the chiv is upon who? Upon the maskir. The Bailam was supposed to make the bdika the night time. If the shal though cheskosay bodik or yen cheskosay bodik. When you rent it now, when you get the keys first ever Pesach, do you have a right to them on that the Bailam zikha made the bdika and I don't have to make another bdika? That's the question. Do you have a right to know when he made the bdika or not? Fred Gemarlo, mind asking me, what are you asking me questions for? Lishayla, ask the person. The person's there. He gave you the keys an hour ago. Go to him. Or Bishati gives you the keys in Erev Pesach. When the Bailam is giving you the rights to use the apartment, ask him, did you make the bdika last night or not? And the Gemara de Leisei, in such a case where he's not around, he left the keys in the mailbox, and he went out of town already, you can't get in touch with him right now. So Shalom, now it's Erev Pesach. You have the keys, you're going into to your apartment. Do you have a right to Neman that the Bailam did his din? He made the Bdika last night the way he was supposed to? Or else no? Maybe you have to be choshesh. He didn't make the Bdika and you should have to do it. So here it's a Madna Shala. Why should we Neman he didn't do it? Like even in Amoritz, it's only by Truma, by Maisus to say the Choshed of Hefsed, maybe they'll lose money, they won't take off Maisus. But the Churas Tamazoi, everybody does Mitzvah Bdika's Chometz. Why should you say the person didn't do it? So Churas Tamazoi says you have to say the Shala reads because it's a hard thing to do. Like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, it's a hard thing to do Bedikas Chometz. So even though normal people with Stam wouldn't do mitzvahs, but this is a hard one to do, so yeah, maybe, let's be choshed, maybe the person, the Bailim, did not do the Bedika. Like maybe you have to know 100% he did it. But if you don't know he did it, you have to be choshed, maybe he didn't do it or not. That's the Shailam. So you have to be choshed, he didn't or not. So tomorrow, Lishal delay se lahai delishalui. The person is not here to ask him anymore. Is latruche lahai mai. So we tell this person right now, to the Moramai. Omulu Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Tenisu, we learned. Hakel Nemonim Al Bir Chometz. You could believe anybody if they tell you this house had a Bedika. Somebody tells you last night the owner made the Bedika, you could believe him. Afilu Noshim, even if it's a question of believing an Isha. Afilu Avodim, even a slave. Afilu Katanim. Even Katanim, most of you could believe them. Is the Chura my time in Hemne? Why do we believe them? Like Rashi says, my time in the morning, holab b'nei asudininu. These people don't have a dinadis. A cotton is not believed as a naid. So why do we believe a cotton if he's going to tell you this house was bodik? Lav mishum, the only reason is, the b'lav amirudidu, even without them telling you, nami mechaskin le bodik. Every single house, we nemon mistomo, the owner made the bodika last night. Nobody is over Nisr the Rabbonin, v'afilu ha-moritz. Even though this person is not moritz, l'shad v'orim, v'chobu l'nyim b'dika, that calls reason. The mitzvah's b'dika, everybody zeros comes to Pesach, everybody keeps Pesach, the makba not to have chomitz, so you have a right to nemo on the person made a b'dika. That's why you have a right to believe even a kotin when he tells you they made a b'dika. So the moral